begin the last parak of Maseches Becharos. We are today's daf is Becharos daf Nun Gimel, the ninth parak of Maseches Becharos. This parak is all about the halachos of Meiser Behema. So one might ask, Meiser Behema is not a din in Becharos; it's a completely separate din than the dinim of Becharos. So Tosfos writes that the reason we mention the halachos of Meiser Behema here in Becharos is because normally there are certain sets of halachos that go together. Bechor Meiser Pesach Shavim B'Matnos Sehem. They all have the same matanos, so we always mention Bechor Meiser and Pesach together. So if you're going to mention Meiser Behema anywhere, it should either be right where we mention Becharos, right where we mention Pesach. Now Pesach can't be in Becharos because that's like a whole five prakim in Maseches Pesachim. It's too substantial for it to just be mentioned agav something else. But Meiser Behem is not. There aren't that many halachos. There's not that many mishnayos about it, and therefore it could be mentioned agav Becharos. And the Rambam in his Hakdama to Hilchos Becharos, he writes v'kilalti ha-meiser ima bechar. The Rambam doesn't just say I included it with bechar because that's what the Gemara did, because the Rambam rearranged the kanshas. He rearranged everything the way he thought was logical. So obviously if he puts Meiser and Bechor together, it's because he thought it was logical to do so. So he writes, he did so, l'fisha Meiser shneim echad. V'akosuv klolo yimo shneimar v'zdomim tizrok, m'piya shmua lamdu shazed dam Meiser v'dam Bechor. He says, first of all, that they have the same basic avodos, the same basic way that you treat them. Second of all, the halacha is, the pasuk hints to both of them in the same phrase. If the pasuk hints to both of them in the same phrase, so it's telling you that in some way they are associated with each other. So that's the connection between Meiser and Bechor. So let's see the Mishnah. Meiser Behema, the halachos of Meiser Behema, which of course is the halacha that we take, we designate to be kadosh, one-tenth of all the new animals born into our flock. We put them all in a pen and we open up the door to the pen a little bit and we let them out one by one and we count them, and the tenth one is kadosh. So Meiser Behema, knowing ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Now what do we do with Meiser Behema? What do we do with the animals? So the Marit Al-Ghazi quotes that there's a sheet of Gubetzes that says that Meiser Behema is nitan l'kohen, just like a b'chor is nitan l'kohen. So Marit Al-Ghazi says, very strange, because Meiser Behema is not one of the matnas kahuna. What do you mean you give it to the kohen? The bailim is supposed to be makavit as a karban. Everything is the bailim. Everything goes to the bailim. It's more like a karban pesach, where yes, it has to be a karban, but you're going to be able to eat it. You're the bailim. You're the one that owns it. Kohen gets nothing, even from the oros. The kohen doesn't get the Meiser Behema. It's like any other kachim kalim that the bailim is makriv, and therefore it belongs to the bailim. But he quotes it. It's not only shittim betzas. The ritva also seems this way, that makiv Meiser Behema and a kohen is gezel shevet. The ritva says that if you keep Meiser Behema back from the kohen, it's considered to be gezel of shevet kuhuna. The implication is that in some way it goes to a kohen, but that's not the pashtus at all. The Gemara doesn't say that anywhere. The Chumash doesn't say that anywhere that it goes to a kohen. But nevertheless, there's this group of rishonim that think in some way it's shayich to a kohen. But pashtus is not that way, that it's a karban. It's kadosh, it becomes a karban, and you treat it like any other kachem kalim that belongs to the bailim. So says the Mishnah, Meiser Behema is noeg ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. It's noeg both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz, b'fnei habayis v'shlo b'fnei habayis. It's knowing both when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and it's still knowing now that the Beis HaMikdash is not around. Well, we'll see, and it was knowing even when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. B'chulin avalo b'mukdashim. It's knowing on chulin animals. It's not knowing on animals that already have Kedusha. If an animal already has Kedusha, it cannot be designated with the Kedusha of Meiser Behema. V'knowing v'bakor b'tzon v'ein m'sasrim nizal zeh. It's knowing both on cattle and sheep, but you can't include them together in the same counting for Meiser Behema. I mean, you can't put all your cattle and sheep together in the same pen and start counting out every tenth one for Meiser Behema. It's got to be the sheep separately and the bucker separately. But within the world of sheep, b'kvasim u'b'izim u'masasin mizal zeh. It could be sheep and goats. It's knowing by both of those, but they can be masasin mizal zeh. They're considered to be one min legabi the halachos of Meiser Behema. B'chadosh u'b'yashon ve'in masasin mizal zeh. It's knowing on the newer animals as well as the older animals, but not together. You can't combine them together. You have to be ma'aser in the newer animals separately and the older animals separately. Shayi badin, because one might have thought the following logical analysis. If when it comes to Chadash and Yashan, which are the same min, it's just one's a year older, one's a year younger, and nevertheless you can't take maisos from one on the other, kvasim v'izim shein klayim zebze, ain't within shloyim asrim izal ze. So kvasim and izim, which are klayim with each other, all the more so you shouldn't be able to be ma'aser zelze. And yet we said previously that kvasim izim can be ma'aser zelze, chadash and yashan cannot. So tamalomar v'tzon mashma kol tzon echa. That's why the pasuk says v'tzon, to tell me that kvasim and izim are in the same category, that they're one and the same. You can be ma'aser mizal ze with kvasim v'izim, because logically we would have assumed based on the halacha of chadash and yashan that they cannot. That's why we need a special pasuk to tell me that they can be ma'aser mizal ze. Fine, says the Gemara, Lema masnisin delok Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah said that Meiser Behema is noeg even in Chutz La'aretz. So maybe that's going against Rabbi Akiva. D'tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva taught in the Braisa as follows, Yochel yala adam Meiser Behema mi-Chutz La'aretz v'yakrivenu. One might have thought you should bring Meiser Behema from Chutz La'aretz and be makrovit as a karban. Tamalomer ve'vesim shama ola sechem zivchechem ve'es ma'asro sechem. It's when it talks about Meiser Behema, it doesn't say in the singular your meiser, it says ma'asro seichem, which implies two maestros, b'shtei maestros hakasim medaber. It's talking about two maestros, echad maestro behema v'echad maestro dagon. So in one word, the Torah references both maestro behema as well as regular maestro on grain. So we darshan that there must be some similarities between them. Namely, mimakum shatamala maestro dagon, atamala maestro behema, wherever maestro dagon comes from, which is only Eretz Yisrael, Meiser Behema comes from. Umakam Shiata Maila Maser Dagon, Yata Maila Meiser Behema, and from a place where Meiser Dagon cannot come from, namely Chutz La'aretz, you don't bring Meiser Behema from either. So don't you see that Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Meiser Behema in Chutz La'aretz? How could our Mishnah say that Meiser Behema is knowing in Chutz La'aretz? It must be. Our Mishnah is going against the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So says Gemara, nah, not a problem. I feel the tame of Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah might be going like Rabbi Akiva. Big difference. Kanli karev, kanli kodesh. Rabbi Akiva is saying you're not makriv Meiser Behema from Chutz La'aretz. But does it become Kadosh? Absolutely. It does have Kedushas Meiser Behema. It's just saying, you know, Makrovit as a carbon. So our Mishnah is talking about Meiser Behema being no egg. It's no egg in Chutz La'aretz in the sense that you do the mitzvah safrash of Meiser Behema, and it becomes Kadosh. But Rabbi Kiva says that it's like Meiser Dagon in that we're not Makrovit except for Meiser Behema that comes from places where we would have Meiser Dagan also. So says Gemara Dekanami, the Kadnas of the Talmudah Vevesim Shama Shmamina. The Gemara says from the Pasuk Vehevesim Shama, so you see that it's a chilik between Hakrava and Hakdasha. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, what's the point? If you're not going to be makrovit, why would it be kadosh? What would it be makdash it for? So meaning it still would have a nafkamina la'alacha, in that you would have to wait until it develops a mum, and then you would eat the meiser behema, whether then the bailim would be able to eat the meiser behema, because the meiser behema belongs to the bailim. We don't find anywhere Rashi says lo ashkan krad leis ve'lekohen. We don't find anywhere in the pasuk that you have to give it to a kohen. So again, we saw that she lets us ritva. Maybe that indicate you do give it to a kohen. But that's the point that it's eaten b'muma l'baylim. So again, Rabbi Akiva darshins that you're not makriv Meiser Behema from Chutz La'aretz. The Hevesim Shama implies you do la hakrava. So the Hevesim Shama is the pasuk that he darshin that it's like Meiser Dagan, that from Chutz La'aretz you don't do hakrava, but there still is this hakdasha, the mainafkamina, there's hakdasha that the bailim has to wait till it develops a mum, and then the bailim is allowed to eat it. Minchas Chinuch has the following ha'ara. This drasha that Bekiva has, from wherever you bring Meiser Dagan, you bring Meiser Behema, so Rabbi Kiva Darshan, so from Chutz La'aretz, where there's no Meister Dagan, there would be no Hakrava of Meister Behema. So the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Resh Pei Zayin, Os Yud Ches, and Mitzvah Shin Samach Os Yudches, Minchas Chinuch raises the following Ha'ara, that there is a Shitas HaRambam in the first parak of Hilchus Trumos, Halacha Chav Vav, where the Rambam writes that in the Bayis Sheni they weren't knowing Trumos and Maestros. So if during the entire Zman Bayis Sheni they weren't knowing Trumos and Maestros, it turns out that according to Rabbi Akiva, they weren't Makrav Karbanos Bechar Maestr during the entire Bayis Sheni, because wherever there's no Maestr Dagan, there's no Bechar Maestr. So that might even be within Eretz Yisrael. Within Eretz Yisrael, during times that there was no Maestr Dagan, so we should say wherever behemoths come from in that place, there should be no Maestr Behemoth either. Now his primary cash is from Bechar, because by Bechar the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam actually paskins that there's no Bechar from any place that there's no Maestr Behemoth. But the Smag paskins like Rabbi Akiva even by Maestr Behemoth, meaning it's not only that by Bechar, wherever there's no Maestr Dagon there's no Bechar, but wherever there's no Maestr Dagon like Argamar says, there's no Maestr Behemoth. The Smag paskins that it's only knowing before Abayis. Minchas Chinuch brings that the Lechem Mishnah in the first parak of Bechoros wonders why doesn't the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva legabe Meiser Behema the same way he does legabe Bechor. So Minchas Chinuch says that if you say according to Rabbi Akiva you weren't makrav Meiser Behema during the Bayis Sheni, you understand very well why the Rambam doesn't want to paskin that way. Meaning if the Minchas Chinuch is correct in his kasha that anywhere you don't bring Meiser Dagan from, you don't bring Meiser Behema, Memela, according to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't have brought Meiser Behema the entire Bayis Sheni, you understand why the Rambam doesn't want to say that way. Because there's enough in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet and Beis, that tells us that Reb Elazar ben Azariah was Mafresh Meiser Behema. And so you see that it was knowing during Bayis Sheni. Reb Elazar ben Azariah was during Bayis Sheni. So it must be that it's knowing even Bizman Azeh. That would explain very well why the Rambam doesn't paskin this way. Unless there's some other answer to this Kasha. Unless there's some other way to explain that even if Meiser Behema only happens from the same places that Meiser Dagan happens from, it was still knowing during Bayis Sheni, even if Meiser Dagan was not knowing during Bayis Sheni. Question is, why would that be the case? So the Avni Nezer already noticed this kasha. The Avni Nezer in Yerdea Simon Tuf Beis, Osir Aleph, raised this issue, and he metarates that you have to be mefarish the drush of Rabbi Kiva, that he's talking about Bizman, that Meiser Dagan is knowing in Eretz Yisrael, then we say, wherever Meiser Dagan comes from, Meiser Behema doesn't come, also comes from. But Bizman, that there's no Meiser Dagan in Eretz Yisrael in the first place, so then you could bring Bechoros and Meisros even from Chutz Laretz. Then there wouldn't be any such drasha that it can only come from the places that that Meiser Dagan comes from. Marcheshes writes that no, that fundamentally the Marcheshes writes in Chelik Aleph Sin Mem Vav Anav Gimel Osches. Marcheshes says fundamentally, even Bizman Azeh, Eretz Yisrael is considered a place that you bring Bechor from. It's not like Chutz Laretz where you don't bring Bechoros at all. And he proves it because Perus Chutz Laretz, the commentary Eretz Yisrael, a potter from Trumas and Maestros, Midor Reisa. Perus Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have Kol Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, so they're potter Midor Reisa, because you need the majority of the Jews to be living in Eretz Yisrael for it to be Chayv Midor Reisa. But let's say Perus grow now, and we're about to hit that point where the majority of Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say a pre grows right now, before there are the majority of Jews in the world living in Eretz Yisrael, and then we have Kol Yisrael Aleha. And then the majority changes, and the pre is still here. So he says, Pashrit Zubini Chayivet Trumas Maestros Midor Raisa. Because Bizman Azeb Be'etzem, there is a Chayivet Trumas Maestros. It's just that we're missing the Tanai that you need Bias Kulam. We don't have Bias Kulam, that's an external Tanai that we're missing to generate the Chayivet Dor. But fundamentally, the land is able to create a chiyuv midar raisa bizman azeh. So he says the same is true bizman bayisheni. The land was able to create. It's just that people didn't come back. People didn't come back from the gola. But fundamentally, the land is able to create a chiyuv dar raisa. Memela, you would say that from places where Meiser Dagan is knowing would include Eretz Yisrael, then Meiser Behem is going to be knowing from Eretz Yisrael as well. So that's how the Marchash as Mitarates, the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So another Minchas Chinuch also raises a fundamental issue. So we're going to say that Meiser Behema is only knowing from a place where you would bring Meiser Dagan. So he says, according to that, there is some sort of Petur of Meiser Behema in Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Kiva is telling us. When is that? At what stage does the animal have to be in Chutz Laretz to say, oh, that's a Behemas Chutz Laretz, and therefore it's Potter? Is it Tali in the Leda that any animal that's born in Chutz Laretz, there's no Hakrava of Meiser Behema an animal that's born in Chutzlar, it's just like a Bechor that's not in Chutzlar, they're not Makriv? Or you say, maybe no. Maybe it's telling you in the Chalos HaKadusha. So a Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem. The Kadusha is Chal in Chutzlar, it's Enu Karev. But Meiser, well, the Kadusha is not Mirechem. Meiser is the Kadusha is Chal only when you call it number 10. When you open up the pen and you start counting, 1, 2, 3, number 10. That's Meiser. That's when the Kadusha is Chal. So maybe you could have an animal that's born in Eretz Yisrael, but it's exported to Chutzlaretz and it's misaser in Chutzlaretz, and maybe you wouldn't be makrivit, maybe you would have a din of behemas Chutzlaretz. Or lehepuch, you have an animal that's born in Chutzlaretz, but it's misaser be'eretz Yisrael, maybe then you would be makrivit. Chaslinuch isn't sure. Is it tali on where it's born, or is it tali on where you call it a shem meiser? So he says, maybe it's not tali at all on the Leda, nor on the Shas Meiser. Because the makar of Rabbi Akiva is that we darshan a comparison between Meiser Behem and Meiser Dagan. By Meiser Dagan, it's not tali on the Shas Gidul, nor on the Shas Meiser. It's tali on wherever it's Nikva LeMeiser. Nikva LeMeiser B'chutzlar, it's his pater. So Nikva B'Meiser L'Eretz Yisrael is Chayiv. So you could say the same thing by Meiser Behema. Maybe it's all tali on where the animal is when it's 8 days old. When it becomes 8 days old, and it becomes Rotwi for Meiser Behema. So Minchas Chinuch starts with the suffix. I'm not sure. Is it when it's born, or is it when you call Shem Meiser? And then he answers, neither. It's somewhere in between. It's when it becomes 8 days old. That's when it becomes a bar chiyuva in Meiser. Mela, that's where we look at where it is at that point. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and that's going to be the determinant. The Chaznish also raises a similar suffix, whether the Shaskiv is Zman Leida or Zman Meiser. He never has a Havamina, what the Minchas Chinuch says, that it's going to be Talion when it becomes 8 days old at the Shaskiv. And he says, if it's Nolad in Eretz Yisrael and you're Ma'aser in Chutz Laretz, so he thinks that it should have a din of Chutz Laretz, you should not be makrovit, meaning even if it's tali beleida, he says since it's a suffix, he's not sure it might be tali beleida, but it might not, so you shouldn't be makrov mi suffix. But he says if you were ma'aserit in Eretz Yisrael and then you brought it out to chutzar, then it's pasha that you'd still be makrovit. It's not that bringing it out to chutzar takes away the chiyuv; it's that the chiyuv sets in Eretz Yisrael and you ma'aser in Eretz Yisrael, that chiyuv doesn't go away at all. Okay, so says the Gemara, Vayter b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis. So the Mishnah had said that we're knowing Meiser Behema both when there is a Beis HaMikdash as well as when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So in fact, Gemara Yehachi afilu v'dinami. How come nobody does this? If it's ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, and we just said even Rabbi Kiva agrees that it's even in Chutz Laretz, you're just not makrivit from Chutz Laretz. But Kedusha? Yeah, Kedusha applies even from Chutz Laretz. It's b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis. So nowadays, shelo b'fnei abayis in Chutz Laretz, we should be knowing Meiser Behema. So answers the Gemara, you're right, we should. But they made a gzeira mishum yasam that we don't do it. What's a gzeira mishum yasam? So Rashi explains that we're afraid that you're going to put a yasam into the pen when you're counting out the meiser behema, and that's going to mess up the whole cheshbon, because a yasam, an animal that's a yasam, is not chayv. An animal that b'shas leida, its mother dies, b'shas leida, is not chayv in meisros. So therefore, we don't want someone to get confused and put a yasam into the pen and count it toward the meisros, so we skip the entire thing. The mitzvah mikol v'kol b'zman hazeh. We're going to wait till we have a base of English again. So, frak the Gemara, yihachi meikar namilo. Well, we just thought of this idea. So, during the times of the Rabbi Akiva or whatever, we always should have had this gezeira. We never should have allowed the meiser to happen. So, ela efshar b'achraza. No, it must be that by yasom, it's simple. You can make an announcement, inform everyone, educate people of the halacha, of what the halacha is. So, so that's why when the Mikdash was around, when the Beis Mikdash was around, they didn't make any such halacha that we don't do Meiser Behema because of Yasom, because they were machmas and based in that a person should be careful not to bring a Yasom into the pen to be Misaser. So, Chanami Yav Shabach Raza, why can't we do the same thing today? Let all the Batei Dinim put signs in every shul. So you got to do every shul in the Midwest, wherever people have farms. People don't have farms so much in North Windermere, but put signs in every put signs in every shul that says that when you do your Meiser Behema, you have to be careful. No Yisomim should be in the cheshbon. So we're still back to our kasha. Why is it different nowadays? Why aren't we knowing? Ella amarava mishum takala. Now the problem is we're afraid of takala, that we're going to be makdish these animals and we have nowhere to be makrav them, and we have to wait till they develop a mum. It's just not a good situation. We're going to be choshes that to have animals with kedusha walking around is just not a very good idea. When we not tamer the chashin on the takala, where do we ever find that we're choshes for takala? We don't want to have things that have kedusha on it running around, because we have a mishnah or a brisa, the tanya. It changes the two on the side. We have a brisa, ein makdishin ve'ein ma'arichin ve'ein machrimin bizman hazeh, that we don't make things kadosh. We don't make things, we don't designate things for erichin, we're not machrim bizman hazeh, v'im hikdash varech v'hechrim behema te'oker. So if you're makdash marich or machrim a behema, so te'oker, it needs to be uprooted. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain soon. Perus ksus v'kelim, if you're makdash marich or machrim perus ksus v'kelim, yirkavu, you have to let them rot. Any money or metal utensils you have to throw into the Yamamelech. Vezu ikur, what is ikur? We said that behema you have to te'oker. Noel delos b'fenecha v'himesameela. You lock a door in front of it and you got to let it die on its own. So frankly, Gemara. So let's actually stop there for a moment. So what do we say that meiser behema? The reason we're not knowing bizman hazeh, we don't want kedusha running around bizman hazeh. We don't want things that have any kedusha running around bizman hazeh. But first, we thought that the reason was gzeir mishum yasam, that we were afraid that you're going to put a yasam into the pen and you'll count it toward the meiser. So we'd sooner be mevatel the entire mitzvah rather than let you violate having a yasam in the pen where it's going to mess up your whole meiser cheshbon. There is a Talmid Rabbi Yonah at the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, at the very beginning of Shas. Talmid Rabbi Yonah in Brachos is where the Ran is on, or the Mikra Yosef is on the Dape Arif in most other Maseches. So Rabbi Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos that when Chazal made a siyag that you're not supposed to read Kriyashma after Chatzos Halayla, really the whole night, Meikra Adin is Kashal Kriyashma, but Chazal said, no, don't read it past Chatzos Halayla because we're afraid you're going to forget. So he says, let's say a person, it's 5 minutes after Chatzos, and a person realizes he didn't say Kriyashma. Should you say it? Meaning, Mikra didn't really, it's Kalalaila, you could say it. The Chazal made a siyag that you should only do it up until Chatzos. So should you say it or should you not say it? He says, don't say it. They were okay, the mitzvah mikol v'kol, you don't say it at all, we only read it until Chatzos. So the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Daled says, I don't understand. Misvara, it doesn't make any sense. Because of the siyag that a person shouldn't say, I have plenty of time, I'll say it later, and then Murah Shachar is going to come and he's going to miss the Zman. So the whole concern is that we're afraid someone's going to miss the Zman. So we're going to tell someone to dafka miss the Zman, to be mevatel mitzvah semen haTorah, if he hasn't read before Chatzos. We don't find the siyag anywhere, except to help you avoid violating some sort of other iser, like sadin der mevatel mitzvah sittis gzeres shelo yavli de yisr klai, and that you shouldn't come to shatnis. There's some side iser that you're going to come to violate. There's no svar to mevatel the very same mitzvah. We're going to make a siyag in the mitzvah itself, lest you come to violate this mitzvah. So it's so strange. I'm going to tell you, don't do this mitzvah because we made a siyag, lest you not do this mitzvah. He says, we don't find that anywhere. However, says the Shagas Aryeh, we do sort of find it in our sugya. In our sugya, the Gemara says, we're afraid you're going to be ma'aser yasom, which is patra ma'aser behema, and you're going to make that your ma'aser behema. So what do we tell you to do? Don't do ma'aser behema. Why? Because you might do it wrong. And if I don't do it at all, I'm definitely doing it wrong. So the Shagas Aryeh says, isn't this an example of a siyag where mevatel that self-same mitzvah, mikol v'kol, because of a concern that we're not going to do it right? So the Shagas Aryeh mitarates that the mistake that we're worried about is that when you continue to count more than 10, that if the yasum is included in the menuyim, so you're going to count the 10th one early because the yasum shouldn't count, and it's as if the 11th one really should have been the 10th, and you're going to consider the 11th one chulin, and it's really not chulin. If the 11th one was really the Assyrian, it's Kaddish, it's going to turn out that you will be Makdish something and be Mezalzel in the Kedusha, which is much worse than just being Vatel Mitzvah and Meister Behema. If you never call anything Meister Behema, so there's never any Kedusha. You did a terrible thing, didn't do the mitzvah of Meister Behema, but it's much worse if you call something Meister Behema, or if something is Kaddish with Kedusha's Meister Behema, and then you're Mezalzel in it. So if you're counting out and there's a Yasum in the mix, you're going to misidentify which one has Kedusha's Meister Behema, because you're going to think number 10 did it, and it's really number 11 because the Yasam didn't count, and that's going to be a much bigger problem. That's what he says is the issue. So the Gemara says no, but the real issue that we're worried about is Mishum Takala. The issue is not one of Yasam. That was the Gemara's Maskana. Tosos asks that there is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis that says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Ma'aser Me Edro every single year. He took from his flock 12,000 agalim. That's how many animals that he had. I think the Gemara says that. I think that's in the context of the Mishnah with the egel that went out with the bell around its neck that talks about Shvisas Behema. So it says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah violated this halacha. The Chum got upset at him because he had an animal walk around. His animal went with a bell around its neck. So the Gemara says his animal. He had more animals than you could possibly imagine. What do you mean his animal? As if he had only one little animal. So the Gemara says no. It wasn't his. It was his neighbor's. But he didn't say anything to stop it. And because he didn't say anything to stop it, he's faulted for it in some way. But anyway, in that context, the Gemara says he was ma'aser this incredible number of animals from Ma'aser Behema, and that had to have been after the Chorban, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only became a bar mitzvah after the Chorban, because he became 18 when they appointed him Nasi in place of Rabbi Gamliel. After the Chorban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was still the Nasi. After Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Gamliel took over the Nasius. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over the Nasius. So it would turn out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could not have been a bar mitzvah until after the Chorban. So how can we say now that no, Mishum Takala, once there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't want to allow any animal to be Ma'aser Behema? He had 22,000 Ma'aser Behema animals after, and it was after the Chorban. So a couple of ways to approach this. First, Teretz, Tosfos answers that Ma'aser Behema was not Nisbatal right away after the Chorban. Some, you know, after the Chorban, they didn't immediately react and make all the Takanos and Gzeros. They had to adjust to life first. They had to, you know, slowly they realize what they have to adjust to. So maybe it took a couple of years till they made this Gzeru Mishum Takala. Maybe it didn't happen, 1, 2, 3, that right away they made all the Gzeros. The Ritva Masechet Shabbos says, no, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not literally Ma'aser all these animals from Ma'aser Behema. What the Gemara is trying to say is he was so rich that had he done Ma'aser, he would have had this many animals. But not that he literally took Ma'aser Behema from his animals, because the halacha is that we don't do it anymore. And also, the Ritva says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not Ma'aser B'Powel Al Yidei Kriya Shem. He would give the Kohanim that which is wrought with the Ma'aser, so it shouldn't look like he's keeping Matnos Kuhuna. But he didn't actually give it Kedusha. He didn't actually call it B'Shem Kedusha. You see, that's the Ritva I was referring to before. Kohanim, what are you talking about Kohanim with Ma'aser Behema? No, we see that apparently the Ritva holds that it does go to Kohanim, that it's Matnus Kuhuna in some way. But the other approach is, Tosfos makes an assumption that he could not have been bar mitzvah while there was still the Beis HaMikdash. And if he wasn't bar mitzvah, then he had no chiyuv to be Ma'aser Behema anyway. But is that really true that he could not have been a bar mitzvah based on that cheshbon? Rabbi Gamliel, according to the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, based on the Gemara Brachos, really, Rabbi Gamliel had to have been the Nasi for 2 years. So let's do the math over here. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 when he took over. We know that he took over from Gamliel, who was for 2 years. So that would knock him back to 16, right, after the Chorban HaBayis. But Rabbi Gamliel himself took over from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So let's say there was another year that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi. So, okay, so it could have been 15. Who says that that he couldn't have been bar mitzvah? So you have a total of 3 years that prior to his 18th birthday that he could not have been. But so when he was 15, maybe he was Ma'aser Behema. So tells the Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Yoma write that Lefiyah Cheshbon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah couldn't have been more than 14 or 15 Bizman Chorban Abayis. And the question is not how could he have ever been Ma'aser Behema. It's that the Gemara in Shabbos, when it says that he was Ma'aser Behema, it says, Bekol Shana Vishana, Iser Shnei Masar Elef Agalim. Every year he had these thousands of agalim. So every year, what do you mean? If he was 14 when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was just 1 year or 2 years. What do you mean every single year? It makes it sound like it was a substantial number of years. That's it's the lashon of the Gemara that really causes the kasha. It's not that it's impossible that he was bar mitzvah. He could very well have been bar mitzvah. He was a very rich bar mitzvah boy. I guess he must have come from a wealthy family. Okay, so now says the Gemara, we just came to this maskana. We don't want things walking around with kedusha. That's why we don't do Ma'aser Behema B'zman Hazeh. We don't want anything walking around with kedusha. That's the same way, and we have this brisa, so that's why we don't do Erech. And I saw Rav Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemed was asked a shaila. There was Nama Aretz was given an aliyah in a shul in Parsha B'chukosai, and they were reading the Parsha of Erechin, and it was in Israel, so he knew how to speak Hebrew, he understood what it was saying, and the guy was sick, and he thought he needed a special zechus to have a refuah shleima, so he said, Erki Alai! He immediately, right after his aliyah, you know, the Gabbai was making the Misha Berach, and he said, what are you doing? I designate my Erech from this account that that's going to be, I'm going to pay off my Erech. So they wanted to know, what's with that money? Does that money have Kedusha or not? So the Gemara, Mesach Schulin Kuflam Tazan Beis, says that Erech is Chulin until it's Yavali De Gizbar. So on the one hand, maybe you could say it's Chulin, but our Gemara seems to say, no, we don't do Erech in Bizman Hazeh because we're afraid that it's going to be Kadosh. So Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aros, and Mesach Bechara says, when the Gemara says that it's chulin, not shiavli de gizbar, it doesn't mean that it's real chulin. It means that it's kadosh ali de afrasha, but you're chayv bachriyusan. Meaning it's chulin in the sense that if you lose it, you got to replace it, but not that it's actually chulin, that it actually would be kadosh, would be a real problem. You don't want kedusha, you don't want animals that have kedusha or anything that has hektish status hanging around bizman hazeh. It's just not a good idea. So, frak the Gemara, oh yeah, ihachi bachar nami lo liktish. Then we shouldn't be maktish bacharos either. We shouldn't be knowing Becharos either. Why allow them to have Kedusha? Says Mar Bechar, but don't tell him Elsa. Merechem Kadosh. We're not Maktish Becharos. It's born. That's what makes it Kadosh. There's no way, you know, if we could avoid it, we would. So Hachikamar. So we're saying, yeah, that's our Kasha. Why don't we try to make a way to get around it? Be makin' its ears to an Ovi Kochavim so that it won't have Kedusha because it will be partially owned by a guy, and that way it will avoid Kedushas Bechar. That's what we should do in order to avoid Kedushas Bechar entirely. So says the Gemara, Efshar Kedir Rav Yehuda. No, we have another way to get around it. We could do like Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, Mutul Aladim Latim Lumba Bechar, Kodim Sheetzi Lavir Olam. You could stick your hand into the animal's womb, make a mum in the Bechar while it's still in the womb, and then when it comes out, it'll already be a Bal Mum, and it won't have Kedushas Bechar. That's how we get around it. So Achanami, Efshar Deshadi Beimum Meikara. So that's our Kasha. Why don't we do that with Bechar? We should be. We're asking, once we, okay, good, that's what we do with Bechar. Why don't we do the same with Meister Behema then? Why don't we just make a mum in the animal before it comes out, and that will be the way we avoid Meister Behema, rather than just upending the entire din, just uprooting the entire din and saying, okay, we're not going to be knowing this din because we're afraid of Takala. Get around it! Make a mum in the animal! So the Gemara says, no, miyada heinafik. How do you know which one is going to be Meister Behema? When it's still in the womb, you have no way of knowing it's going to be Meister Behema. The way to determine Meister Behema is you put all your animals together in the pen and you let them out one by one and you count them, and number 10 is Meister Behema. So v'chitem et demapakle bereisha sara. So, okay, make a mum in one of the animals and put that in the pen in such a way where you let it out 10th, and that way you'll arrange it that way. No, but the Torah says when it comes to determining which one is Meister Behema, you're not allowed to pick and choose. It has to be whichever one comes out. You can't say, I'll let the bad one, let the Bal Mum be the Meister Behema. You're not allowed to do that. V'chitema efshad shad beimuma b'kuli adrei. Aye, so maybe you have a better etza. Make all of them Bali Mumin. Make every animal in your entire flock a Bal Mum. That's so hard. It doesn't have to even damage it in a serious way. You know, nick its ear or something like that. Make it a Bal Mum, and in that way, make everything a Bal Mum. That way, whichever one's going to be Meister Behema will be a Bal Mum. So it won't be Meister Behema. There won't be a Chiv Meister Behema. Instead of just saying we ignore the halacha, come up with a harama. Get around the halacha. Don't just ignore it. Says Gemara, well, that's not a good idea, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash Rabina Behema La'akrav Avalecha. We can't make every animal Bal Mum, because what happens when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt tomorrow? And you're going to be looking for an animal to be makrav as a carbon, and every animal that you have is already a Bal Mum. So we don't want to create that situation. So frak the Gemara, if you don't want to create that situation, how come you're not worried about that by a Bechar? Hachanami B'Bechar Behema Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash Ubinan Behema La'akrav Avalecha. By Bechar also, shouldn't you be worried that if you make every Bechar a Bal Mum, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, you're going to be looking for an animal to be makriv as a karban, and you won't have anything to be makriv, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, all the Becharos are going to be already Bali Mumin. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's a Bechar, Efshar B'Pshutin. Meaning, by Meister Behema, we said, take all your animals, make them Bal Mum. By Bechar, all we make a Bal Mum is Bechar. Take the non-Bechar animals, and you'll be able to use those as Karbanos when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So says Gemara, yeah, but by Meister Behema, you have the same solution. Hachanami Efshar B'Lekuchin. When you buy an animal, you're not Chayv Meister Behema. You only Chayv Meister Behema that which was born into your flock. So you could still have other animals that aren't a Bal Mum if you purchased those animals. So you still have a way. So why why are we worried about making a mum in all the animals that are born into your flock? So as Gemara, it's not a very practical solution. Given the iu shadi be muma bekulei edrei ushchichi muma de psili bekachim dafilu dokan shabayin nami pasli lo shchichi. You're just limiting the field too much. By bechar, I don't know how many offspring a typical animal has, but let's say for argument's sake, an animal has 5 offspring. So 20% of the animals you're going to end up making bali muma. You still have 80% to choose from. Of those 80%, many of them might have muma, but you still have some to choose from. By meiser behema, what are we going to say? You're going to make all of your animals bali muma, except for the ones that you buy that aren't born into your flock. So you're already starting off with only like 5-10% of your animals not having a mum. And then you have to check those animals in case they developed a mum. So you're just going to be limiting the field too much. It's just not a good idea. We're afraid, we're hopeful, and then we're afraid that you're not going to have what to be makriv the carbon from. This is just another good example of how Chazal, when they viewed the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't something in the distant future. It was like, it could happen today, it could happen at any moment. Similar to how we have a din by Chadash. Why is it that the entire second day of Pesach, the halacha is that Chadash is still lasser for the entire second day? Meikra din midar reis, the Gemara Roshan Daf Yichas, the Gemara else in Daf Lamed, and the Gemara elsewhere tells us that meikra din, the halacha is that as soon when we don't have a Karban Omer, that the sunrise of the second day is already matir the Chadash. But we're afraid what's going to happen. We're going to be matir the Chadash first thing in the morning. Next year, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And we're going to say, oh, it's mutter right away in the morning. We're not going to realize, no, we have the Karban Omer. We should wait till we actually bring the Karban. So they just made Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, that the entire second day is Aser. For all these thousands of years, the entire second day is Aser, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because we know that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come back at any point, and then we're going to get confused in the halachas. It was also part of the psychology. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was very clever in the way that he made his dinim. All these halachas were implemented immediately after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan or Salvechik pointed this out. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was doing was showing that the second half, there was complete despair after the Churban Abayis. I mean, that was our Beis HaMikdash, now it was gone. It was complete despair in the Jewish community. So what was the first thing he did? He made takanos as a zecher l'mikdash, and he made dinim Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. That don't worry, it's going to come back. We don't know when, but we have to start down that path and prepare, pave the way for the Beis HaMikdash to come back. And that's what we're hopeful for. That's what we're hopeful for. Okay, so let's see the Gemara Vayter. B'chulin av lo b'muktashin. Ma'aser b'hema is knowing on chulin animals, not on animals that already have kedusha. So it says Gemara, muktashin pshita, lav di deninu. Meaning the halacha is ma'aser b'hema is only knowing on your animals. Once you made a kadosh, if it already has kedusha, it's not yours. So of course it's not going to be knowing on animals of muktashin. And it says the Gemara b'kachim kalim v'libid Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now what we're assuming that we're talking about kachim kalim, and the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili understands kachim kalim is that it still belongs to you. Damar kachim Kalim Mamun Bailim Haim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Kachim Kalim. Yes, it's treated with Kedusha, but monetarily it still belongs to the Bailim. If a person, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the context of his statement that we're about to quote in the Braisa is that if a person is mafkid, a behema of Karban Shlamin by his friend, and the guy denied that he ever had it, and he swears to his denial, and then he admits that he swore falsely, so he pays Karen V'chomesh, V'asham, the Karina Bey, because we say about him, Hashem u ba'amiso. He was mo'al mo'al ba'ashem, and he was kichesh ba'amiso. What do you mean kichesh ba'amiso? What did he do against another person? It was kachim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, yeah, but kachim belongs to the Bailim. So it's kichesh ba'amiso. He'd be chayv shvus ha'pikadon. Titanio mo'al mo'al ba'ashem, l'rabos kachim kalim, shein mamon bailim. Div Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That includes kachim kalim. That is mamon bailim, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. So salka daiti chamina li'asru. So I might think, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it should be chayv ma'aser b'hema also. Kachim kalim should be chayv ma'aser b'hema. Come ashmalan, therefore come tell me that's not chayv ma'aser b'hema. V'hema hachinami. Well, why not? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's mamon bailim. So why isn't it chayv ma'aser b'hema? So yiyeh kodesh amarachmana. V'lo shekvar kodesh. Torah says yiyeh kodesh, not something that's already kodesh. It has to be that when you make it ma'aser b'hema, that's when it gets kedusha. So time to kashrachmana yiyeh kodesh. Halav hachiyav mina chayv kedush ma'aser ilavayu. So it sounds like it's only because we have a pasuk. Had we not had this pasuk, kedushas ma'aser could be chal on an animal that's already kadosh as kachim kalim. But hashta kedusha chamura, kedusha kala lo chayla, kedusha chala, kedusha kalim ibai. If the halacha is is that something that's already kachim kalim cannot become kachim kachim. It can't have a kedusha chamura chal on an already existing kedusha kala. So something that already has kedusha kala, it's already carbon shlomim, let's say. How would we ever have a havamina without the pasuk that you could have kedusha kala of ma'aser behema? Even kedusha chamura couldn't be chal on it. So says Amar Mayhi, where do we find that there is such a din that kedusha chamura can't be chal on kedusha kala? Titnan echad kachim is beach kachim bet kabayis ein mishan nosam mikdusha lekedusha av makdish noso hektish iloy. You could be makdish and hektish iloy means the tovas Hana that you get from the Kedushas Mizbeach, you could give to the Bedek HaBayis. What's the Tovas Hana? Let's say I'm bringing an animal for Korban, for Kachim Kalim that the Kohanim are going to get to eat, and I have a friend back home who says, here, I'll give you $10 if you give that animal, you can give it to whichever Kohen you want, give it to my grandson, he's a Kohen, he's there in the base of Mikdash, I'm going to give you $10 to give it to my grandson. So that you could be Makdash to Bedek HaBayis. But the animal itself that already has Kedusha, you can't be Makdash another Kedusha on it. So says Mar Mao the Tema Hasam the Kolbehimalavla Ola Kaima Avalhach the Kolbehimal Meister Kaima Avagav the actual Opaka Yisuru the Meister Mina. So he said, no, I would have thought that it's only when an animal has Kedushas Karban that you can't give it a different Kedushas Karban. But I would have thought Kedushas Meister is different because not every animal is designated as potential carbon material. But every animal is potentially Ma'aser Behema. Every animal that's born is potentially Ma'aser Behema. So I might think that when you're Makdish it, the Kedushas Ma'aser doesn't go away. It can coexist. Because that's something that's innate. It's inherent in the animal. So the Ma'ay Nafkamina says, Gemara, well, what difference would it make anyway if it's Chal Kedushas Ma'aser and Karban Shlomim or not? Either way, the Kedusha is not going to be any more Chamer than Karban Shlomim. So we're saying that we would have had a Havamina that you take Karban Shlomim and you make a Ma'aser Behema, it has Kedushas Ma'aser Behema. What difference would that make? It already has Kedusha Shlomim. It's the same Kedusha. So who cares whether it's Kedusha Shlomim alone or also Kedusha Ma'aser Behema? So below, what is it? What do we change it to on the side of here? Below Yimacher, below Yigael. Changes around the order. Below Yimacher, below Yigael. Kamash Malan. So the Shlomim are Bnei Pidyon. So I might think that you could be Poda it, because Shlomim you could be Poda. Ma'aser Behema you can't. So I might think that the Kedushas Ma'aser Behema is Chal, and you cannot be Poda any longer. Kamash Malan from the Pasuk that Kedushas Ma'aser Behema is not Chal, and that you in fact can be Poda it. Okay, I guess we'll stop there. All right, Brother Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the two dots.